Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are focused on the power of sleep. So when talking about sleep, it's one of those interesting issues that you hear so many uber successful individuals tell you to just sleep less, make it up, that's how you'll become successful. And what's interesting is a lot of people have said that, even people related to me. And research has come out to show over the last few years that that's a bit inaccurate. If you really want to get yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically to perform at your absolute best, you need to be resting just as passionately and just as powerfully and just as purposefully as you're grinding throughout the week. You need to be able to go from sixth gear of go, 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 to park and sleep as quickly and as powerfully as possible. And the ability to shift gears like that, we've done other episodes talking about morning routines to wake up and powerfully get yourself into the day. We've also talked about evening routines. Evening routines are the things to wind yourself out of the day to get yourself to calm down and get the most deep, powerful, potent sleep possible. Now, there's a research study I'm talking about today, which was done at the University of Pennsylvania and Washington State University. Here's what they found. They took three different subjects and had them follow three different routines over a couple week period of time to see what would happen. The first group slept 8 hours each day. They did wonderfully, cognitively functioning at their highest capacity, like nothing happened. They just wonderfully went straight through the whole experience. They had a second group that only slept 6 hours per night, and a third group that slept 4 hours per night. And they had one more group, I apologize, there was a fourth, and they didn't sleep at all. The reason I didn't bring them up is, the truth is, they didn't even sleep at all, and they were a hot mess from the beginning. They had no sleep whatsoever for multiple days in a row. They were literally all over the place, cognitively couldn't even focus. They were out of the game. Now, what's interesting is the group that was between 4 hours and 6 hours, there was no real difference between the cognitive functional ability between the 4 hours or 6 hours group. But here's what they did find. There's a cumulative effect that starts to occur, that if you're only sleeping 4 to 6 hours per night consistently over time, it starts to slowly, cumulatively add up and chop away at your ability to cognitively function. So in the worksheet, we're going to give you more details on this, but let me just sum it up for you. Basically, if you only sleep 6 hours consistently day after day after day, eventually it adds up. I think right around 2 weeks, it adds up to literally as if you did not sleep at all for 2 days in a row. It breaks down your cognitive capacity to function, and it's the equivalent of showing up where you're dozing off, you can't focus, you can't function. But here's the crazy part. Participants noticed and noted that it didn't feel like anything had slowed them down at all. They were getting 6 hours of sleep per night and slowly degrading their ability to cognitively function, but they noted that they didn't see or feel any difference at all. That's the scary part. You don't even know it's creeping up on you. So, what is the action from today's episode? It is simply this. I challenge you every day for the next 10 days to get at least 7 to 7.5 hours of sleep per night. Now, I realize you've been taught in the past, no, cut back, go for 4, go for 5, just make it happen. I'm telling you, it's taking a cognitive toll on your capacity to really function at the highest ability mentally and emotionally and physically. Don't allow yourself to get caught in the trap. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, really push yourself to make it happen, and watch how you're able to function at a higher capacity each and every day. So there's one other study I wanted to mention, and we're gonna list all the details of these studies in today's download, so make sure to grab it. But this study showed that people who got 4 hours of sleep for 4 days in a row, it was the equivalent of showing up drunk, meaning their decision-making skills, their reaction skills, their cognitive abilities were the equivalent of showing up as if they were intoxicated. That's insane. Do not let this happen to you. Get your sleep, get your rest, be passionate about it, be purposeful about it, really refuel and refill and refuel your mind, body, and emotions every single evening. Take that challenge. Really, truly make sure you get your 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night and really step up your cognitive ability to function at the highest capacity. Have fun with this. Download today's worksheet, and I'll see you next week for another episode of JRC TV.